Today on Maine Calling, Maine's 16 counties and their distinctive characters. If you grew up in Maine, chances are you learned the Maine County song. Maine's 16 counties range in size from small, think Sagadahoc County at 254 square miles, to huge. Aroostook County is 26 times larger. Each of those counties has its own special vibe and reputation. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Today on Maine Calling, we will explore the character of Maine's counties with the help of storyteller Katie Zerilli. On social media, Katie celebrates the quirks of Maine's counties by playing them as characters. She's gained quite a following. And we want to hear from you. What do you love about your county? What do people get wrong or right about it? Maine Calling is just ahead.
Maine Calling is made possible in part by Maine Seacoast Mission, delivering health care, education, and support to islands and coastal Downeast communities. Learn more at seacoastmission.org. And by Verrill, committed to delivering trusted legal services in Maine and throughout the Northeast for 163 years. Learn more at verrill-law.com.
I'm Jennifer Rooks, and this is Maine Calling. If your county had a mascot, what would it be? If you wanted to brag about your county, what would you say? What's the best restaurant or local band, swimming hole, or scenic view? Does your county have an unspoken dress code? Well, our guest today thinks about this sort of thing and then turns those thoughts into very funny social media posts. Storyteller Katie Zerilli portrays Maine counties as characters. And Katie, I've so enjoyed your social media posts. Welcome to Maine Calling.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, and I want our audience to join this conversation. Tell us, what makes your county special? What do people get right or wrong about your county? Send a brief email to talk@mainepublic.org. Post a comment on Facebook or Instagram, or give us a call at 1-800-399-3566. Again, 1-800-399-3566. I've got my pen out, and I'm going to see if we can get a call or email from every county. Let's see if we can get all 16.
Let's go! I love that!
Well, Katie, I want to ask you about your background just a little bit, because I understand you have lived in three Maine counties. Is that right?
Three Maine counties, yes. So I grew up in Kennebec County. I grew up in Vassalboro, okay? And then I lived there for 12 years, and that was amazing. And then when I was 12, my family was like, all right, we gotta move to a little bit further south, bigger city vibes. And so we moved to Gorham, which obviously isn't a big, huge city, but we wanted to be Southern Maine, Portland area. So I was in Cumberland then. And then went to college, did the thing. And then my first ever job was up in Aroostook County, which was amazing. So I also feel like I've lived in like three like very different counties too.
WAGM and Presque Isle, right?
Yes.
That so many Maine broadcasters had their first job there at WAGM. What a wonderful place. And then you got a job out of state and decided to move home, right?
Yes. So we lived in Maryland for 5 years. You know, just like, it was at the time when I was like, all right, like, let me try something new, live somewhere else for a time, see how this goes. And it was great. I feel like living somewhere else, like, it gives me different perspectives and I learn a lot. But eventually I was like, I really miss home. I miss Maine. I miss my family, you know? So we moved back about a year ago.
And you made a little social media post. I mean, so many of us, I mean, we know that E.B. White has a famous quote about it, but so many of us have the feelings when we cross the bridge, the Piscataquis River Bridge. You did a social media post. What happened then?
Yeah, I remember. So it was funny because at the time, you know, like when you do social media, you just kind of like follow what like audio is trending or whatever. And so I remember at the time, there was a sound from the Princess Diaries movie that was trending, and it was like, Princess, welcome to Genovia or whatever. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I want that audio. And like, that a shot of me crossing the me waving and then going across the bridge. And I just, it was, I think it's like 7 seconds long, maybe, like the whole video in and of itself. And it went wild because so many people were like, I know this feeling. I have this feeling. I feel so much peace when I cross this bridge, like all this. And I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even like know that I was going to resonate with so many people. I was just like, this is always a cool feeling for me, especially having lived in a different state for 5 years. Like I, you know, we drive home a lot from Maryland. And like, once we saw the bridge, even just the sight of the bridge, I feel like half the time is like, oh, there it is. And so it was so cool that people were writing about that. They were like, I love crossing that bridge. It's my favorite thing. I do, you know, and people had memories of crossing it. It was so cool.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, that was sort of the beginning of what in the last year has been quite a journey for you and quite a ride. You've been posting these very, very, very clever, very funny social media posts. Not all of them are the same. You know, we're going to be talking about Maine's counties today, and I want to focus on the videos you do about Maine's counties. But some others that have really cracked me up is, you know, when you talked about when you've committed to Maine spring and then it snows and you're out there, you know, pruning the bushes wearing flip-flops and shorts because, gosh darn it, you've already put away your winter clothes.
We're done with it. Exactly.
We're done with it. So anyway, the videos that were the idea for today's program, thinking about Maine's 16 counties. I think a lot of people have pride in being from Maine, and a lot of people have pride in their, you know, own particular town or high school or something like that. But this idea of county pride, Katie, how did it come to you to go onto social media and make each county in Maine a different character that, and they'd all gather and chat with each other?
Okay, it's funny because so many of my ideas, like, I feel like they show up in my brain and I'm like, I have to do this. I have to put it on. But I follow one of my favorite content creators, I guess, is a girl who kind of does not the same thing, but she'll do every week after football games, after the NFL, like after the week in the NFL, she'll always have the teams kind of come together and talk. And I always thought that was so, it was hilarious. It's funny. And then I just remember, like, I was like, this is the kind of stuff I want to do. And then I think my first vision of the counties was like, I have to do Maine's counties. That would be so funny if they're all together because they're so different. And I could definitely do it because I also love making myself into different characters. I think it's so fun. So I was like, so I think my first thought, which I didn't even end up doing, was I was like, I want to put them all at the dinner table. And I literally actually have the script still written, but I just never did it because then, so I had like the script. And I was like, okay, yeah, they're going to like, Aroostook's going to want potatoes and like, you know, Knox is going to suggest lobster and all this. And, but then it was right around like Maine's birthday was coming up. And I was like, wait a minute, what if they're all like, I think I did, my first one was like them planning Maine's birthday party and then they're celebrating Maine's birthday. So it was just kind of like, I don't know, like, I wish I had some like grand story of how it, but the idea just popped in and I was like, I have to do this. I have to get this on paper right now.
That's so fun. I love them all, but I have to say my two favorites are Lincoln County and Franklin County because Lincoln County's got the flowy tie dye. And for some reason that just always makes me giggle. And is that because the Storm Mexicali Blues is headquartered in Lincoln County that you gave Lincoln County a tie dye, or was it something else, Katie?
I think I was just, and I do a lot of like research. I'm like, what is like the like vibe? What would people wear there? And I think it was like, and I was also thinking like they have Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens. So like they're cool and like, you know, like flowy and vibey. And I think I was like, this works.
And then Franklin County is pretty single-minded.
And this is so funny because Franklin County obviously is like, and when I started doing them, it was winter. So I was like, okay, perfect. I'll have a hat on, like ski goggles. Like, and then, but I just posted one yesterday and I was like, I think I have to keep Franklin in the winter vibes. Like, I think I have to. And I was kind of like, I was like a little bit nervous about it. Cause I was like, well, maybe people in Franklin County are going to say like, no, we really do want summer. But I just got a message yesterday after posting the video where I said I had Franklin County say, I kind of miss winter. Somebody from Franklin County wrote to me and they were like, how did you know that? How did you know that I miss winter? And I was like, I'm so thrilled that I got that right. It was funny.
I was going to ask if you'd gotten any feedback, if you have positive or negative. Have you had people calling and saying, oh, you've got us completely wrong?
I'm trying to think if I had any like that. I've had people, like, I think some people are like, we want more Lincoln. Washington County didn't get enough time. Like people want like their county for more. But it has been so cool too to like see people like say that I got it right. But another thing that I'll do, because I always say like, I kind of want, like, I don't want it to only be my take on the counties. I want it to be like a collaborative effort. And I really want people when they watch the videos to feel seen and feel like, yes, that's me. So a lot of times what I'll do is like, if I'm going to make a video, if I have an idea for a video, I'll be like, okay guys, like I'm going to make a video on the counties, like having to do with spring. Like, what would your county think of spring? And so then people will like give me like little like ideas and stuff. So I think like, it's like some of my followers, one time I did, it was a spring one, and a follower from Aroostook County said, oh, talk about the snow being poor man's fertilizer. And so I was like, that's great. And so it's cool to like have that kind of effort with everybody so I do try to get it right.
Well, we're hoping that people will call with suggestions today. And I love the idea of maybe if you're listening right now, maybe there's an expression that people say in your county that they don't say other places, that when you've traveled, you realize other people don't say this. Or maybe there's something people wear where you live that is sort of distinctive. Katie, what other kind of things would you like to know?
Yeah, well, I was going to piggyback off what you said, because I do think there are things like I never in my life would have known what the term downstate is until I moved to the county, because the county says, oh, we're traveling, or the county, I say the county, Aroostook County, because they say, you know, we're traveling downstate. So I think it's like, it's cool that there are different things. And I remember I would come home and tell my mom, my parents, who obviously they lived in Kennebec County and then Cumberland County, I said, oh yeah, well, I started driving downstate when da 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 da. And they were like, what do you say? What is downstate? And I was like, oh, I'm like picking it up. This is so fun. Let me think. Okay. I have so many questions. I want to know, Jen, what's like the hidden gem restaurant in the county?
So you don't want the one that's in the national magazines. You want,
right, like, I want the one that everybody's like, yeah, we've been going here for years. We always see Tommy, you know, at his table and he's always eating the same thing. I want those.
You want those restaurants. Okay. All right, audience, you have your marching orders. So we'll have some fun because we're talking about counties. And Katie, I have to ask you, when you were a kid, did you learn the county song?
Yes, I did.
Did you know that there are two versions? I just learned this in doing research for today's program.
Wait, now what do you mean? What do you mean two versions?
Well, if you go on the State of Maine's website, they play two versions. So we're going to play one now, and then a little bit later, we'll play another version. So and on the State of Maine website, I believe it's the Secretary of State page, it's two different schools singing. So here's the first version. Okay, is that the one you learned, Katie?
I think I know the other one.
You think you know the other one? Jess, yeah. Is that ready? Can we play the other one? Okay, let's go.
The 16 counties in our state are Cumberland and Franklin, Muscataquis and Somerset, Aroostook and Muskogon, Sagahawk and Kennebec, Lincoln, Oxford, Hancock, Walla, Washington and York, Oxford and Penobscot.
That's the one. The one with a zippier pace.
Yeah, let's speed it up, you know?
Okay, so go ahead.
It was fourth grade, right? I feel like there was like a main like curriculum that everybody learned.
Did you learn anything about the counties, or did you just learn the song?
Oh no, I think we just learned the song. But I do remember, okay, I remember, and I don't know if this came from the, I'm pretty sure it was in that, probably the curriculum. I just remember being, growing up in Kennebec County and learning about like Aroostook County and these kids who got 3 weeks off school to pick potatoes. Like I was like, wait, they have to start school earlier. I remember that was the one, that's like my one takeaway from anything specific I learned about the counties.
And did that really strike you as wrong, or did that strike you as great?
I think I was like, well, they have to start school earlier, like in the summer. Like that must be kind of a bummer at the time.
Yeah.
Like I think I was stressed out about that.
So we talked about a couple of them already. We've talked about Franklin and Lincoln. Tell me about some of your other characters. I mean, York is pretty fancy.
York is fancy. Yeah, and I actually did like a little brief stint in York just this summer, like a couple months long, because we had moved back home, but we were living with my sister and brother-in-law because we obviously finding a house isn't the easiest thing in the world, especially when you live in Maryland. So we were kind of trying to figure it out. So we were kind of temporarily in York County. And I obviously observed. And it was the summer, so it was very packed with the tourists and like Massachusetts plates and everything like that. And obviously also observing like some of the York County residents being like, yeah, no, we're just gonna be full with Massachusetts people for the whole summer. And so I don't know, I think I just kind of like picked up like that vibe. And then like obviously like the kind of the coastal beachy and kind of I just kind of also figured that like York County to farthest away from Aroostook County. So I think I always kind of have like York and Aroostook coming together because York's just going to be like, what's going on? Like, why are we talking about potatoes and all that stuff like that? So
That is funny. That is funny. And I like, is it Piscataqua that really doesn't like other people very much?
yeah. And that's one of the ones where I was like, or that's one, I don't, I'm sure I've been there, but not a ton. Like I know I've probably been there a little bit. So I was like, all right, I'm just gonna look up some stuff and do some research and then just and do kind of my best take on it. And that was another one where I got a comment and they were like, you nailed us in Piscataquis. So it was cool.
Have you, since you started doing these, made an effort to do a little more traveling around the state? I mean, I think you had said you lived in three counties, but I think it counts as four if you spent a couple months in York County.
I mean, if Jennifer Rooks says it's four, I'm going for it. Like that's four. Well, for what I'm doing with content creation and social media too, I am kind of traveling a little bit more. But I think definitely, like I was recently in Hancock County. And I think what it does is when I'm in the different counties, I like try to pay attention better too. Like, because I don't, again, I don't just want to do like surface level, like what everybody would know. I want somebody to, like, I want somebody who's like in, Saginaw to be like, yes, how did she possibly know that, that is, so I thought,
That
I'm
that's a
kind of trying to
thing.
pay a little bit more attention.
Okay, so let's all help Katie out and let's have some fun today. What are you the most proud of about your county? What is that thing that makes it special? What is that restaurant that is the place the locals have been going to forever? And anything else you'd like to pass on, give us a call. 1-800-399-3566. Email address talk@mainepublic.org. And of course, you can find us on social media. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Jennifer Rooks. We are talking about Maine's 16 counties and what they're known for. Our guest today, storyteller and content creator, Katie Zerilli, and she is known for her one-woman social media videos. We invite you to join the conversation. Tell us if there are stereotypes about your county that drive you crazy or stereotypes that you maybe think are kind of right. Tell us about the special things about your county. Just join the conversation. And we're going to start after I give the phone number 1-800-399-3566, our email address talk@mainepublic.org. You can also find us on Facebook or Instagram. We're going to go to Nick, who's calling from Waterford. Hi, Nick, go ahead.
Hi, this is Nick from Aroostook County, originally, who moved to Oxford County to be near the grandkids. And when Katie worked for the local television station, she used to interview me off and on. I worked for a state regulatory agency at the time. And it was just a surprise to be going through TikTok with my granddaughter, and all of a sudden there's Katie going through the 16 counties, hitting every one of them just right. And I thought it was so perfect. And I just wanted to say that and say hi and just what a great surprise to see her on there and what a great job she's done. Thanks a
so
lot.
So sweet.
Yeah.
Well, Nick, now see, I'm going to put you on the spot though, because if you are from Aroostook County and now you live, did you say in Oxford County? You've got to give us something about both counties. What makes them special? What do people get wrong about them? Something like that.
Well, nothing wrong, because Katie's role at the television station in Aroostook County, there was potato picker special, okay, and that has been something that anybody from Aroostook County, like I grew up picking potatoes, paying for your clothes, and going through all of that. That's what's so special about Aroostook County is just the culture around that. And then Katie would do the potato picker special during the harvest time. You know, everybody's going to work on time. You're not going to work today. It's raining or there's a frost watch and you're going to start working later in the day and doing all the interviews and having the opportunity to go on and talk about what I did in working for a state regulatory agency and the work that we did and it just all the natural resource stuff that was covered. And she did such a great job. That's my story.
Well, Katie, so at part of your reporting responsibilities were the potato picker special?
Yes. So it was, so I loved the potato picker special. When I was first there, because I worked at WAGM for 7 years. And when I was first there, it was through the Maine Potato Board. So they came in and did the picker special. And then eventually during my time there, they kind of turned it over to WAGM and they were like, and so WAGM wanted to take it over and all the things. It was great. So I was obsessed with it. Like, I just thought it was so fun. And so at the time, like they asked me to host it and I was like 1,000,000%. Yes, I love it. So we would go. So it'd be from 5 to 6 in the morning. And I think what I loved about it was so relaxed. Like it was just like, we're hanging out, talking, having really cool guests on like Nick. And then we're telling everybody, like, we're getting messages as the show's going on about, oh, this farm's going at this time, this farm's not going, da da da. Like, it was so fun. We even, like, we would cook breakfast sometimes on there. Like, we would
show. That's so fun.
And fun fact, this is kind of what was wild, is so I did that for a few years. And then actually just this past year, when my old colleagues knew I was back in Maine, they were like, would you want to come back up and host the picker special this year? And I was like, sign me up. I'm in. So I just did it this past fall too.
So fun. So Nick, Katie represents Oxford County as somebody who really likes to gamble and has a lot of energy. Would you say that that's accurate?
Oh, absolutely. Energy. Yeah.
As someone who now lives in Oxford County. Okay.
Yeah. And then it's just the way she goes through all the counties and, you know, what's so special about it is the single act, okay? So there she is in one county, there she is in the next county, and she's doing it all by herself, and it just flows in a quick, entertaining way that it was just so surprising. So when you first, if you know her and you're going through TikTok and you see this, it's weird. Heck did this come from? And you're watching it 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 times in a row. It's just pretty cool.
Well, so, Nick, thank you so
I
much
just
for
want
calling.
To say, I want to say, I just want to say one more thing, and I wish Katie very good luck. And she knows what that's all about. I know that she's going through a few things, and we're all praying for her and wishing her the best of luck. So,
Nick, you are so
good luck, Katie.
Thank you so much. Yeah. It's so good to hear your voice again, by the way.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're
Nick,
amazing.
For calling in. Yeah. Well, Liz on Facebook says Knox County swimming in the ocean, lakes and rivers. So there you go.
Ooh,
we've got
right.
Aroostook, Oxford and Knox right now. And Liz right. says swimming, ocean, lakes and rivers. Let's see. Shannon's calling from Township 32. Hi, Shannon. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Shannon Lyon from Sunkay's Blueberry Farm, calling to say that my husband bought this farm in the middle of all the unorganized townships back in 1974. And we've been out here for 51 years. Hancock County, we're like right at the top. Hancock County is like a left-handed boot. And, you know, down below you have Blue Hill, Sullivan, Franklin, all the coastal things. But when you get up into the boot, most of the acreage is in unorganized territories, and most of it is not habitated at all. But we are the only two residents in Township 32 and have a blueberry farm and are enjoying a beautiful life out here. But just wanted to get Hancock County. We don't travel out the back way except when we're hauling blueberries. Most of the time we travel in over the line is a sign that says you're entering Penobscot County, but we travel into Milford and go that way. But when we're hauling blueberries or going to meetings in Ellsworth, we go out the back way and we stay in Hancock County. But Hancock County it's really different down on the coast than it is up the top of the boot. It's kind of like if you were tying shoestrings at the top of your winter muckalucks, it's like the last step up between Penobscot and Hancock County. So,
what would you say, Shannon? What do you like best? What makes Hancock County the most special?
Well, that it's mostly woods, and you know, we really are. There's hardly anybody living, especially in the northern part of Hancock County. There's hardly anybody out here except, you know, they built the stud mill road, they built a power line and a pipeline, but we're off enough of that. That helps our access for sure. But it's just beautiful wilderness. You know, we're like, our property is actually bordered by the Sunkay Stream, which flows into the Penobscot, but starts up here. We're at the headwaters below the Springy Brook Mountain is where the Sunkay starts. And our southern and eastern boundary is the stream, and then it goes from there. So we're like this little weird little triangle of blueberry land in the middle of, you know, hundreds of thousands of acres of unorganized territory of forest land, you know, that's
cool.
Being managed really well, actually. Yeah. But
cool.
We're
well,
like
Shannon,
the only.
Thank you so much for calling in. And Katie, the whole idea of having unorganized territories in a township need to make their way in there somewhere.
This is good. This is, I think I got to come up to the blueberry farm. That's what it is.
Thank you so much for that. We'll go to Tim, who's calling from Fairfield. Hi, Tim. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I've got a couple counties to deal with. I currently live in Fairfield, which is in Somerset County. We'll start in Somerset County. We live in Fairfield, which is basically where the county starts, but going northward, you have Skowhegan and Norridgewock, and we are kind of really close to the town lines of all three, kind of in a triangle. And we love going into Skowhegan because it's the city, it's the county seat, and there is so much going on there. It is a really booming little community. They've just opened up an old mill, and where they've got some apartments and some hotel space, and a new restaurant we going in there. So that's all opened up. They're trying to develop the Kennebec River right there to have a river run going on. So it's just we love being that close to Skowhegan.
So Skowhegan awesome. Is the happening place. Where do you eat in Skowhegan, Tim? I think this is what Katie wants to know, right, Katie?
I need to know.
There's a wonderful place called the Miller's Table, which is located in the Main Grains Mill. Main Grains has done great things coming in there and taking the old Somerset County jail and turn it into a grain mill where they now are selling grain flours all over the country from there. So it's a great little restaurant again called Miller's Table. That's a nice restaurant. We like going to that one.
Awesome.
Tim,
all right,
thank you so much. Okay, go on. Oh, you have another county to tell us about. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was born in Aroostook, of course. I was born in Aroostook in a large family. And, of course, I picked potatoes like everybody else. And when I was young, I never could realize. I thought they were wild potatoes because we had to sneak up on them in the half dark at sunrise. But then I have a large family, and they're all over the country. And, you know, like I said, I'm here in Fairfield. And I'll get phone calls now and again, and they'll ask, so when was the last time you were up to Maine?
Yeah,
I'm like,
up to.
I live in Maine. But with them, up to Maine is meaning going to the county.
I remember when I first moved to, and this was kind of inspiration that I got for one of the videos, but when I first moved to the county, I remember being like, yeah, no, I'm from Southern Maine and whatever. And somebody saying, no, you're not. You're from Northern Massachusetts.
Yes, we've heard those terms.
And how did you take that, Katie?
I think at the time I was so like, I was new to Aroostook County and I was like, look, they talk here. This is so funny. Like, I just thought it was all just such a hoot.
Thank you, Tim. We're going to go to Elliot and Heidi. Hi, Heidi. I love this. We've just gone from Northern Maine to as far south as you can go.
Perfect.
Hi, and thanks for taking my call. One special aspect of York County, where I live, right along the New Hampshire border, is every year around Labor Day, our towns are ready to get our towns back. And so many of us sit out, bring lawn chairs and signs, and wave goodbye to the tourists. And it's just funny.
That is hilarious. So you sit in lawn chairs and you say goodbye to the tourists. What do the signs say, Katie? Yeah. Heidi, excuse me.
Just things like bye-bye and see you next year and, you know, thanks for giving our town back. And it's right at 90, where you can see where the 95, right before the 95 bridge, there's a big area of lawn where people wave goodbye.
Oh, my gosh. That is incredible. I think I remember also, I think my somebody who was connected to my sister-in-law, I think that they last year around that, I think it was around that time last year, they would like dress up in like lobster costumes and also wave goodbye to them.
Yes. 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 So. Exactly. Exactly.
That's hilarious.
Anyway, just wanted to share the laugh. Thank you.
I love it. I love it, Heidi. Thank you so much for calling in with that. Let's see. We will go to, another York County call. We're going to go to Birdie calling from Saco. So I'm just going to do a little list here. We've got Aroostook, Oxford, Knox, Hancock, Somerset, and York so far. Birdie, go ahead.
Good morning. First off, I'm a huge fan of Katie's Instagram and social medias. So congrats, Katie. And then I am also in Northern Massachusetts, York County. And I just wanted to shine a little light on like the northern part of our county. So I live near the coast, but I absolutely love Krista's in Cornish. That is one of my favorite restaurants, and it's on like the very northern part of York County.
That's good to know.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that one, Birdie.
Now, if I go to Krista's,
you've been to Krista's?
It's Krista's.
Mm-hmm.
If I go, what am I getting?
When I went, I had a burger. I'm very plain. I like burgers. So I think I had a cheeseburger and a soda. But they've got all kinds of food, and it's a really nice atmosphere. And whenever we're up there, we try to stop by.
Perfect. Oh, my gosh.
And then if you're in Saco, Rapid Ray's, which has been around since, like, the 50s, which is a staple in the Saco-Biddeford area.
That's a great tip, Birdie. I have not been there yet.
And, Katie, hot dogs are kind of your thing, right?
I do love a hot dog. I do love a hot dog.
Birdie, thank you so much for calling in. We're going to get another county in here. Jen on Facebook writes, Piscataquis County seems to have had a real personality change in the past 50 years. Growing up there, it was a haven for back to the landers, full of hippies and farmers with a real live and let live vibe. The Piscataquis County of today is more known for conservative politics, and they are loud and proud about it. So, Jen, thanks for that. Katie, I have noticed that you stay away from politics in your posts.
Yeah, I do. I just try to keep it light and fun, and you know, I actually got a message yesterday who said somebody literally wrote to me and said, I actually so appreciate that you keep it light and keep it fun and keep it not political. And, you know, it's nice to have kind of a break from that.
We are talking with Katie Zirilli. We're talking about the counties of Maine, the 16 counties of Maine. We've mentioned 7 so far. So what do you want people to know about your county? And what do you think people get wrong about your county? Our phone number, 1-800-399-3566. Email address talk@mainepublic.org, or you can find us on social media. Welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Today on the program, we are talking with Katie Zirilli, who has hilarious interpretations of what people from Maine are like, county by county. And we're also just talking about Maine's counties. So my guest is Katie Zirilli. She's been a reporter in Presque Isle. She's been a storyteller, and now she's making a name for herself on social media. There's a little bit of time left. If we haven't talked about your county, send us a quick email, talk@mainepublic.org. You can also post on Facebook or Instagram, or of course, call 1-800-399-3566. Again, 1-800-399-3566. I'm trying to find out here. This is from our own very own Sam Tracy, who is often the board op on this show. He writes, I learned the first version of the county's song when it was played today in school, oddly enough. Also a fun tidbit, you will always hear the fans singing the 16 county song during the 16th minute at the Hearts of Pine home games. So there you go. That's fun.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I've been wanting to get to a game, and this is just even more reason to go.
Gotta give a shout out to Scudic Peninsula. The Pickled Wrinkle and the Mosquito Harbor Brewing Company are great spots for Katie to check out. So there you go. And I believe, oh gosh, I'm going to get yelled at if this is wrong. I believe that's Hancock County. So
Yeah, so hope for the best. Yeah, totally. Let you know that's the thing.
We're going to go to Lynn, who's calling from Searsport. Hi, Lynn. Go ahead.
Hi there. Yes, I wanted to give a shout out to Searsport in Waldo County. We're all about, and Belfast, we're all about history and fish and lobster and mussels and eels.
There eels? You go. Lobsters, mussels, and eels, as in Elvers, right, Lynn? That's right. And if you're from Searsport, there's an incredible maritime museum there, right?
Yes, Penobscot Marine Museum, yes. And that's having a big, they're doing sardines as their theme this year. They're all about the sardine industry.
So this is good. This is good because
Factories were up and down the coast.
I love that you're calling and talking about this because Waldo is one of the ones I don't know. Like it's one of the ones I'd have to do a lot of research on. I don't know it super well. So this is great.
And Lynn, I'm so glad you're calling from Searsport because I think that Belfast gets a lot of attention, right? And I'm guessing you would say Waldo County's it's got Belfast, but we have other things going on as well.
Yes. And we got Sears Island that is a great place to walk around and Mosman Park. We've got a lot of nice open land, too, downtown. And some new shops. We just had all the construction done, so our roads are in good shape to come visit. Wow.
Well, thank you, Lynn, for calling in. An email here from Kristen. I grew up in York County at age 21. Later, I lived in Lincoln County. And then after years away out of state, I returned and have lived in Cumberland County. Since living in Windham these last 5 years, I have to say this. It is the best place I have lived in Maine. Because of physical limitations, I have given up driving and found this community will, with 1 week notice, come and pick me up for appointments from the Windham area to the Portland area. This last Monday, Windham and Cumberland offered a lunch disaster planning with backpack that includes everything I should have to leave quickly. It included a solar radio to keep in touch should a disaster happen. My immediate neighbors my words here are a little jumbled. I think there's a little problem with the cutting and pasting, but she wants to give a big shout out to Erica at Age Friendly Windham in Cumberland County. I hope all of Maine's counties have set the standard of care this community has reason to be proud of. That's lovely. Thank you so much.
Wow, that's awesome.
We're going to go to Mary Ellen, who's calling from a camp in Harrison. Hi, Mary Ellen. Go ahead.
Hi. I wanted to speak about Oxford County. To me, Oxford County is the Freiburg Fair. My parents went every year for many years. My mom was an exhibitor in the Expo 1 selling her knitting, and she had people coming back every year with their knitting, with their list. And she... they had the diner in Norway during the war. I'm 82. So they have passed. And so they had many friends in the area that would come to the fair. And they just had a wonderful time. And it was so small then that my dad would say to my son, go over to the stands and get us a seat. They were going to watch them. No one would ever do that with their kids now. And one year when she was in her 80s, she got really sick when they got back to Auburn. And my dad said, well, I think, Dottie, that's our last year. And she said, oh, I can't do that. They'll think I'm dead. So they were just wonderful people. And I miss them so badly. And I'm so happy to be here at my camp because I'm actually in Cumberland, but on the other side of the river is Oxford. So
well,
thank you.
Mary Ellen, thank you so much for calling in. There you go, Katie, the Freiburg Fair. How could we not talk about the Freiburg Fair?
Need to.
There you go, Mary Ellen. Thank you. We're going to go up to, let's see, Sharon's calling from Bangor. You're our first Penobscot caller. Hi, Sharon.
I'm going to talk about a little-known area of the city over in East Bangor. My mother grew up with several families on a farm on Outer Broadway, and some of them were on the Pushaw Road, and they call it Bug Holler. And she left me her Bible, and she'd even written in the front of it as a child, Shirley, Bug Holler, Maine. Anyway, my cousin, who was former mayor, Jerry Palmer, he still lives out there, and he's got a piece of the old city hall in his house that my father gave him. So you have to check that out.
Is there a sign?
It's a granite lintel from a window. It's over his front door, and my father had it, wrote in it, Jerry Palmer, mayor of Bangor or something. I can't remember exactly what my dad wrote. But
wow.
he had to have someone come and put. My father got it off the pickup truck, you know, by rolling it, sliding it on boards and stuff when we had a family barbecue out there. But he had to hire somebody to put it up over his front door.
Wow.
Well, Sharon, thank you for joining in the conversation today. An email here from Joan. Watch the sunrise first in Washington County, the easternmost county in the U.S. Celebrate the new year first at the Sardine Drop at the Tides Institute. So there you go, the Sardine
Perfect.
Drop on New Year's. Ken, calling from Biddeford, go ahead.
York County was the only county in the District of Maine in colonial Massachusetts until 1760. When Cumberland County and one other county was created, which, if I remember correctly, was Lincoln County. In fact, all documents granting Maine to colonial America by Fernando Gorges was part of the historical archives of York County, until all such documents were transferred to the Maine State Archives.
Interesting. Well, Ken, thank you. It's interesting to me, Katie, we seem to have Aroostook County and York County as the most enthusiastic callers and emailers
yes.
today. I'm not quite sure what that means, that both ends of the state are the most represented.
It's
Ken,
so
thank
funny.
You. But here we have from Peter an email. Just an additional point on Piscataquis County. We used to be known as the county with the least traffic lights. We were down to 3 at one point, but I think we're up to 4 or 5 now. We're also the home of the woods and waters of and mountains of Maine, up into the Allegash and Umsaskis. We have the woods and mountains of the 100-mile wilderness and hundreds of miles of good water, including several of Maine's major lakes and rivers. There we go. Some more intel for you, Katie.
I like the traffic light.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. We're going to Karen from Holton. Hi, Karen. Go ahead.
Hi. Just a quick, as a young child and still, we have family over home in New Brunswick, and that extends from Fort Kent and going into Washington County in the Calais area. Friends of ours now have sons and daughters, and they are both citizens of Canada and the United States. And I think that's unique to Maine in many places. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
That is such a good point. And that was when I worked at WAGM, we actually covered Northern Maine and Western New Brunswick. So I would go across the border to do stories. So we all called ourselves international reporters. So
I love that. You've been an international correspondent, Katie.
Exactly. Yes.
And Karen, thank you so much for calling in. Gary on Facebook asked, do other counties besides Aroostook have dooryards? And I do think the answer is yes.
Yeah, it's definitely probably Aroostook has the most dooryards.
Aha. We'll go to Annie from Damariscotta. Hi, Annie. Go ahead.
Hey, Jennifer and Katie, good morning. I've been driving down 95 listening, so it's really fun to hear about all the counties as I pass through them. I wanted to call in with a shout out to Lincoln County. My wife and I live in Damariscotta, and one of my favorite things about being on the coast where we are is just like such a strong working waterfront culture. There's lots of fishing villages like Round Pond and New Harbor and tons of people working in aquaculture on the Damariscotta River. So, I see extra tough boots or some knockoff Rennie's version all over town. And when you head out to the islands, everybody's got a pair of good boots. So that's one of my favorite things from where I live.
Annie, where do you like to eat? Where is the secret spot that Katie wants to have lunch or dinner at when she comes to Damariscotta?
Well, I'll continue the oyster theme. A popular spot in Damariscotta is Shuck Station. It's owned by a farmer, and if you head there on a Friday afternoon, you're going to be hanging out with lots of oyster farmers. You can eat oysters from up and down the river, and then if you want to shuck them yourself at home, I really love Simmon Seafood. It's run by a fishing family right on Main Street in Damariscotta, and the seafood and oysters are always so fresh and good.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
And you said it's called Shuck Station?
Shuck Station, yeah. It's an old gas station. There's walls made out of oyster shells. Really fun place to hang out, and they do live music in the summer.
Wonderful. Annie, thank you so much for calling in. Here's an email from Cynthia. She's got an idea for you. It would be great if Katie could study the different accents of the different counties. Having lived in Franklin and Kennebec and now Knox, the native accents are distinct and hilarious. Ooh. Need to talk to older people usually. Now, Katie, are you an accent doer? I can't do it. I don't know, but you're more talented.
Well, so that's something that it's funny because some people really that's like the one maybe negative comment I get sometimes is people is like, you're not doing the Maine accent. And I'm like, I just don't want to get it wrong. Like, I think that there's a lot of people in Maine who don't have like the Maine accent. So I'm like, OK, if I just do my regular accent, then I'm still representing a good amount of people. But I need to I think I'm also a bit of a perfectionist. So before I go on with the Maine accent, I would really want to work to perfect it.
Right. I can see that. And the thing is, there's no the Maine accent. People think right. that it's one thing or another thing. And
yeah.
It depends where you live and who the older folks in your town who have a lot of influence are, I think.
It's so true.
Well, I think we're up to 13 counties. We're almost out of time. We've got Aroostook, Oxford, Knox, Hancock, Somerset, York, Piscataquis, Waldo, Oxford, Cumberland, Penobscot, Washington, Lincoln. In 1 hour, I think that's pretty good. We have another Cumberland County one here. Scott says Silly's is reopening in Standish. Portland's greatest dining loss, but now in Standish. Go swimming or paddling the rest of the day. And I'm going to go to another Cumberland County call. Lauren and Raymond. Lauren, if you could be quick, we're almost out of time. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. So I called that I live in Raymond. I live on the Gray Raymond line. And I was previously living in Cape Elizabeth. And I think people misunderstand Cumberland County because they think, yes, Portland's great, Cape's great, Falmouth, all those areas. But once I moved to Raymond, Gray, it was like stepping back into time in the sense where you're relaxed. You get on these wooded roads that are curvy. You can walk a gravel road down to a lake at night and not have to worry about traffic. My neighbors, they leave me alone, but they'll pull me out of a ditch in the wintertime.
Oh, I love that you said that because, Katie, that is one thing that you've said about on your social media posts about getting pulled out of a ditch.
Yes, totally. That's such a main thing.
Yeah. Well, Lauren calling from Raymond, you're our last call. Thank you so much. And thank you, Katie. Thank you for your creative posts. And thank you for joining us for the hour.
Thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
Well, Katie's really has made a name for herself with Laugh Out Loud videos on social media. portraying Maine's counties as characters. She's a former TV news reporter and a storyteller. Today's sound engineer was Jess Miller. Our theme music composed by Mike Jandro. Maine Calling is produced by Jonathan Smith and Cindy Hahn. And I'm Jennifer Rooks. You've been listening to Maine Calling on Maine Public Radio.